Hello, fellow law nerds. Welcome to another episode of Boom Lawyered, a Rewired.News podcast hosted by the legal journalism team that is seriously spirit fingers and jazz hands about the impeachment hearings that are going on today. Sondland was singing like a songbird. I'm Imani Gandhi.
And I'm Jess Piclo. Rewire.News is dedicated to bringing you the best reproductive rights and social justice news, commentary, and analysis on the web. And the Team Legal podcast is part of that mission. So a big thanks to our subscribers and a welcome to our new listeners.
In this episode, we're going to talk about the crushing ennui that I feel since it's become apparent to me that words have no meaning anymore.
What? What? We're doing what?
I don't know, Jess. I just feel like we do these episodes, you know, and we're two very smart people explaining complex legal concepts to our listeners who are also very intelligent people, but maybe just didn't go to law school and they want to understand how the law works.
Yeah, okay.
And so we carry on for however many episodes we've been carrying on for, talking about the constitutionality of abortion restrictions and how pre-viability abortion bans are not constitutional. And then some dipshit state comes along and decides that its abortion ban isn't really a ban. Oh, no, it's not a ban. It's a deadline.
Excuse me? A deadline? Like for a homework assignment, a deadline. Wait, okay. How can an abortion ban be an abortion deadline?
I have no fucking clue. I mean, how can an abortion ban just be a regulation?
Beats me? I don't know. That sounds like the makings of a good joke, right? A ban, a deadline, and a regulation all walk into a bar.
And then they say, ouch. I just really can't. I mean, the bottom line is I just can't and I have to scream. And so I'm going to do that and let you
silently
proceed.
Please. Silently.
Yeah, silently.
While Imani is silently screaming, I'm going to tell you what we're going to talk about in this episode. We're going to talk about a couple of particularly absurd arguments that states like Arkansas are making in the hopes that one of their pre-viability abortion bans will stick.
We're also going to talk about how some of these states seem to have collective amnesia when it comes to basic principles of abortion rights jurisprudence, like, for example, pre-viability abortion bans are unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional!
Yeah, just wildly, patently, shockingly unconstitutional. So 2 weeks ago, Arkansas filed a brief with the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals asking that court to allow two of the state's pre-viability abortion bans to take effect. And boy, howdy. The arguments the attorneys for Arkansas are making are downright absurd.
One of the arguments they're making is that there's no categorical right to a pre-viability abortion, and courts are just making it up, just deciding to make it up.
Yep.
So let's start with that one before we get to Arkansas's, it's not really a ban, it's a deadline argument.
All right, sounds like a good plan. I'm going to start by saying, yes, huh, there is too a categorical right to a pre-viability abortion.
Precisely. This is well-established law, and arguments to the contrary are bad faith and ridiculous. But we should give our listeners some background on the case we're talking about here first. The case is called Little Rock Family Planning Services versus Rutledge and involves a challenge to two Arkansas laws. The first is the Arkansas 18-week ban, and that bans abortion at 18 weeks gestation.
The second is a reason ban, which bans abortion if the physician knows that the reason for the abortion is a diagnosis of Down syndrome.
Now, the district court blocked the two laws because they are pre-viability abortion bans, and pre-viability abortion bans are what?
Unconstitutional!
They're unconstitutional under Roe and Casey. But Arkansas is claiming that the district court conjured a new unqualified right to pre-viability abortion, Imani. Conjured it.
Yeah,
they're a bunch of witches.
No, I don't want to. I can't. I refuse. I just know. In their brief, attorneys for Arkansas say, quote, "The district court committed reversible legal error by declaring a novel absolute right to pre-viability abortion. This led it to completely bypass the undue burden analysis when considering Arkansas's gestational age deadline and genetic discrimination ban. So there are two issues here. The first is the claim that courts have plucked out of thin air the right to a pre-viability abortion. The second is this notion that pre-viability abortion bans are subject to the undue burden analysis set forth in Casey. So let's talk about that first one. Let's talk about this claim that courts have plucked out of thin air this right to a pre-viability abortion.
Yes, let's fucking talk about this one, okay? I'm sweaty.
I am too, me too.
I'm agitated. Can you tell? There's nothing novel about the absolute right to pre-viability abortion. The district court didn't conjure this new right. They're not a bunch of witches. This has been established law since Roe.
Right. So the Supreme Court in Roe and Casey and myriad federal courts have ruled that a pregnant person has a right to an abortion until the fetus reaches viability. This is a hard and fast rule.
And under Roe, fetal viability is a critical benchmark, legally speaking. It's the point at which a fetus can survive outside the womb. Up until that point, a state can't outright ban abortion. It just can't.
Nope.
However, it can interfere, as lawmakers have done, by passing regulations, many of them onerous and intended to make it more difficult for people to access abortion care. They can do that. They can't ban it.
Right. Now, after fetal viability, that's when states can get involved in people's pregnancies, right? They can interfere and force pregnant people to carry an unwanted pregnancy to term, with one caveat.
That state laws banning abortion must contain a health exception.
And the court in Casey reiterated the holding in Roe and said that, quote, "The woman's right to terminate her pregnancy before viability is the most central principle of Roe v. Wade. It is a rule of law and a component of liberty we cannot renounce." So that's that, right?
That's it.
We don't need to talk about that anymore. So let's move on to the second point.
Okay. So Arkansas is claiming that the district court was required to engage in an undue burden analysis when considering the 18-week ban and the Down syndrome ban. Now, in Casey, the Supreme Court developed this undue burden analysis and found that an undue burden exists, and therefore a particular provision of an abortion restriction is invalid, if the purpose or effect of that law is to place a substantial obstacle in the path of a pregnant person seeking a pre-viability abortion.
Now, that is worth repeating, and so I'm going to repeat it. Pre-viability abortion bans are not subject to the undue burden analysis because by their very nature, pre-viability abortion bans place a substantial obstacle in the path of a pregnant person seeking a pre-viability abortion. This is just common sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
A pre-viability abortion ban is necessarily an undue burden.
Yep.
So let's talk about the two laws specifically and the truly absurd arguments that Arkansas is making to defend them.
Okay, so Arkansas is really playing semantics here when it comes to whether or not the 18-week ban is a ban.
It is a ban!
No, it's a deadline, right?
No, what does that even mean?
A ban is a deadline. It's absurd. It means that they're not banning abortion, Imani. They're just imposing a deadline by which you can get an abortion. See the difference?
That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. Imposing a deadline that says, quote, you know, get an abortion before 18 weeks or you can't get one at all. Doesn't that ban people from getting abortions prior to that deadline? I mean, I'm pretty good with logic. And I feel like that's a logical thing that I just said.
If it walks like a ban and it talks like a ban, it's a fucking ban. It's a ban. What's more infuriating is that Arkansas already tried this. They tried this with their 12-week ban.
Yeah.
That was in a 2015 case called Edwards versus Beck. And in that case, Arkansas defended its then 12-week ban by arguing that the law wasn't really a ban, but instead a regulation. Wasn't a ban, it was a regulation on the time period during which a person could obtain an abortion. The state argued the law didn't ban abortion because it allowed for abortions in all cases up to the point of both 12 weeks gestational age and the detection of a fetal heartbeat. Abortions after 12 weeks would be available only in narrow, limited circumstances, and that was if the pregnant person's life was at risk, the pregnancy was a result of rape or incest, or in cases of, quote, lethal fetal deformity.
Both the lower court and the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals rejected that argument, as well they should have, because it's fucking ridiculous. Imagine if such a regulation, or quote-unquote regulation, were allowed to stand. What's to stop a state from regulating the time period during which a person can get an abortion by, say, enacting a law that says abortions may only be performed on Thursdays between 2:35 and 2:45 a.m.
and every other Saturday following the appointment of such and such? I mean, we're basically there, right?
Yep. Yep.
So this new deadline argument is just a refurbished, but it's only a regulation argument. Mm-hmm. Here's what Arkansas argued in the brief they just filed with the Eighth Circuit. Quote, Arkansas's gestational age deadline is not an 18-week ban. The deadline responds to evidence linking increased maternal risk to increased gestational age and seeks to limit that risk. It also allows Arkansas to join the many nations limiting abortions after 18 weeks gestation. End quote.
Wait, wait, hold the fuck on. So now we care about what other countries are doing with respect to their abortion laws? Whatever happened to American exceptionalism is lism is lism? I mean, I thought conservatives love American exceptionalism is lism is lism. They love that shit.
They do, except that they're hypocrites and bans are really just regulations or suggestions or like
deadlines.
You know, soft prompts to do a thing.
Soft prompts. Oh, God.
But really, so, they're hypocrites.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, that's exactly right. They are hypocrites. So let's talk about this reason ban now. Arkansas passed a ban prohibiting abortion on the basis of a Down syndrome diagnosis, right? Now, Arkansas is claiming that they have a compelling interest in banning discrimination against disabled, quote, children. A fetus is not a child. I just feel like I need to reiterate that, but they're claiming they have a compelling interest in banning discrimination against disabled, quote unquote, children, and in trying to remedy a history of discrimination against disabled people.
That's great. That all may be true. Fart noise. Normally, I'm the one who jumps in with the fart noise. I was thrown off there.
The reason for the fart noise is because I can guarantee that Arkansas is not fully funding, say, educational programs for people with disabilities or providing special services, public assistance for people with disabilities. But oh no, they're super concerned about preventing discrimination against disabled fetuses. Yeah.
And even if they are, you know what, Imani?
What?
They still can't ban abortion before the fetus is viable, no matter the reason. Like, yep. They can't do that, nope. Okay? The court has already determined that states have an interest in potential life. They have. And they've determined that that interest, though, can't take priority of the right to an abortion before fetal viability. These are bright lines.
But, Jess, it's eugenics abortion.
Ugh.
It's eugenics, and Arkansas is really worried about eugenics abortion, just like Justice Clarence Thomas is.
Yeah, Arkansas really laid it on thick in that argument and basically tailored it for Justice Thomas, who spent, what was it, like 20 pages railing against Margaret Sanger and eugenics abortions in Pink?
Pink.
Pink. Versus Pox. That's an Indiana case. We did an episode that you should all go back and listen to. It's our May 30th episode.
We also did an episode on these Down syndrome bans when Missouri tried to pass its Down syndrome ban. That episode was on August 29th. You should definitely go listen to that. We explained in that episode that aunties like to call these bans, quote, non-discrimination bans in order to tug at the heartstrings and hopefully distract you from the fact that whatever their reason for passing them, states like Arkansas are passing unconstitutional pre-viability abortion bans.
Unconstitutional pre-viability abortion bans.
Jazz
hands. It's our first single. The thing is, it's not just Arkansas making this, oh my God, courts have newly invented an absolute right to abortion argument. Ohio is making the same argument as it seeks to have the Sixth Circuit rehear a case striking down its Down syndrome ban. And there are more than a dozen states that have recently filed an amicus brief that might as well have been a love letter to Justice Thomas.
And let's be clear. Attorneys are making these arguments knowing full well that they conflict with established case law. Mm-hmm. That's why Republicans are working as fast as they can to fill every vacancy on the federal courts with judges who want to overturn Roe.
Now I have heartburn and I'm sweaty.
It's like
middle age looks like.
Breakfast wine is I feel like breakfast wine is appropriate right now, right? Like a mimosa or something. I feel like we've earned it. So that's going to close out our show for today. We've kept it short and sweet because we know you're probably very, very obsessed with the impeachment hearings, as most of America is. But when you have some free time from the impeachment hearings, really think about some of this bullshit that's going on with Arkansas, because it is ridiculous. A ban is a ban. A ban is not a deadline. It's not a regulation. It's a ban. And they're unconstitutional if they are pre-viability abortion bans. Boom. If you want to talk to us about any of this stuff, please do. You can find me on Twitter at Angry Black Lady. You can find interim president of Rewire.News Hegemommy at Hegemommy. And you can follow Rewire.News at Rewire_news. Oh, join our Facebook group, please. I had to reject about 30 people who hadn't answered the question. So please answer the question. We'd love to have you, but we need you to answer the question. So, you know, Justice Kegstand, Chugs McCaverton, Poop Face McBeerhole.
What?
You know, all of these names will suffice for Brad/Brett Kavanaugh.
The Facebook group is the one place where nobody will judge you for going out to your balcony and shouting at the top of your lungs, pre-viability abortion bans are unconstitutional!
Honestly, we should have like a network moment where you just open, everyone at the same time just opens their door and just screams outside into the wilderness, pre-viability abortion bans are unconstitutional!
Oh, let's do it.
We got to organize that. It'll be like a real life thunderclap.
Nice.
All right. That's going to be it for us today. You know, come talk to us. And aside from that, what are we going to do, Jess?
We'll see you on the tubes, folks.
See you on the tubes. Boom Lawyered is created and hosted by Jessica Mason Piclo and Imani Gandhi. Mark Folletti is our producer. And Jess is also the Rewire.News interim president and editor in chief.